The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Conor Pope joins us in studio on this Monday afternoon, as he does most Mondays.
How are you, Ray?
Conor.
How are you getting on?
Good to talk to you again.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Were you up against David Gillick in MasterChef?
I was. MasterChef, David, yes. Gillick whooped me.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he won MasterChef. I didn't win MasterChef.
He beat you in a 400-meter run around the place.
He actually approached it in a very, very methodical, athletic-minded way. And he did training before the competition. I did no training before the competition. In fact, I hadn't even really... I wasn't really aware of what the competition was until I entered it. And then I was like, what have I done? Oh, God. So I lasted 5 weeks. 5 weeks, Ray. I was in the semi-finals of MasterChef.
That's on your CV now.
Yeah, and I still sometimes like wake up in the dead of night with cold sweats because I put too much lavender in my dessert on the last day and that caused me to get sent home.
Was it ice cream? Yeah.
No,
lavender and ice cream,
Prosecco,
no.
Prosecco poached pears with lavender served on
look
some
at you,
kind of
pure
tweedle.
Pure posh.
Oh, I tell you.
Now, pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor to help you out with any consumer issues. We'll get down to this then. Dear Conor, I have a repeat prescription and every month I get a reminder from Boots to tell me to come in and collect it. Recently, I got a text message from the same number telling me I had won a prize and to follow a link to claim it. When I followed the link, it took me to a page offering me a free iPhone. I'm pretty sure it was a scam, but how did those behind it get access to the Boots number and how are they able to target vulnerable people like me?
You know, this is quite common and it's been very common in recent months. And now the person sent me a screen grab of the messages, and sandwiched between this alert telling them that they'd come second or third in a raffle were two messages, one on either side saying, you know, your prescription is ready. Next one, your prescription is ready. And then there was this message saying that between the two, there was this message saying you've won a raffle or second prize in a raffle. So come follow this link and you'll collect your prize. And the fact that it was sandwiched between the two legitimate text messages, I think is kind of alarming, as it lends the message an authenticity that it might have lacked. Let's say if I'd got it, because if I'd suddenly got a random message from Boots telling me that I'd won a prize, I'd be incredibly suspicious because Boots shouldn't have my telephone number and they should. I have had no contact with Boots in that kind of form. So I would be naturally suspicious. But if you were a regular and routine customer of Boots, you would be concerned. Now, what I have to say from the office, it is a scam. And when I got in touch with Boots, they sent me a statement. So what their statement said was, we've been made aware of the fraudulent text message which claims to be from Boots. Boots does not hold monthly draws. If you receive any such message, delete it straight away. Please do not click on the links. Scammers can manipulate SMS tags to identify themselves as Boots so that their fraudulent messages go into the same Boots SMS thread on your phone. Always immediately delete any messages which you suspect of being fraudulent. Now, it's not that Boots' database was compromised. It's not that people had all of the Boots customers' mobile phone numbers or anything like that. They were able to just manipulate the numbers so that the text message that they were able to send out and bombard thousands of people with looked like it had come from Boots. So you know the way all your messages now, your text messages, they tend to be threaded. So if you send me 5 text messages, they'll all be like messages from Ray D'Arcy on my phone. It's the same principle here. And it's not just Boots.
So it's not from the same phone number as our listener suggested.
No, but it just looks like it's from the same phone number.
Right.
And in the same way that, you know, it has impacted the likes of all of the big retailers, Lidl have been affected, Tesco have been affected, mobile phone operators, banks. So you get this text message and it says, hi, you know, we've got a message from your bank, you've won a prize, you follow the link and, you know, you can be snookered. So the question then is, what happens when you follow the link and how does the scam operate? Now, when you follow the hyperlink, typically it will take you to a scam website which will ask for some personal information. Sometimes it'll ask for your bank details, and then sometimes it'll request a small fee so that the prize that you've won can be delivered to your house. And the prize might be really attractive, like a brand new iPhone, and they'll say, can we get 20 euros and we'll deliver this brand new free iPhone to you. And if you're caught unawares and if you're unfamiliar with the existence of the scam, you can be cut out. And the way these people operate is they send out 1,000 or 10,000 or 50,000 of these text messages, and all they need is a tiny percentage of the people to fall.
Because if they send it to you or me, we would know it was a scam because we don't.
Exactly.
Or do they only send them to people who have an account of Boots?
No, they might blanket send messages to hundreds of people. And
yes.
You know, you might get a message from a retailer that you've never shopped in. And you're, well, clearly that's not for me. But even still, you might be convinced by it. And as I say, because a lot of the time, the scam artists, they're not, you know, you're not getting a message from the daughter of a sub-Saharan prince with a suitcase full of blood diamonds offering to give you 8 billion euros. They're just asking you for a small amount of money to give you a large prize. So a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's only 20 euros. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is that they will have your financial details. And the second worst thing that happens is that you lose your 20 euros because you're not getting any prize. And, you know, I got this problem like last couple of weeks. And since then, several other people have contacted me with the same kinds of text messages from different retailers. So it is, and it's likely to become more prevalent and more problematic as we come close to Christmas. In fact, this morning, the Gardaí and this bank initiative called FraudSmart issued an alert, and they issued a warning to people that in the weeks ahead, there's going to be more scams and people need to be vigilant. And among the scams that are highlighted, now we've talked about scams on the show on many occasions, but the ones they're talking about are, you know, the text message, email or telephone scams, which sees a text message coming from your bank saying, can you send us your financial details, your account is being compromised or something like that. So that's one that's happening. Another one is they have this advanced fee fraud, which sees a lot of people are fairly stuck and for money when it comes to Christmas, because obviously we all know that, you know, it's an expensive time of year for people, and there's an awful lot of websites that are offering loans online, and they target people who are in a financially vulnerable position, and they say pre-approved loans, you can get your loan approved in less than 10 minutes. So you send them off some details, they come back to you with an email straight away saying your loan has been approved and you need to pay a small fee in advance. And then we will forward you the loan. It might be 1,000 euros, it might be 2,000 euros. An awful lot of people are so desperate to get that 1,000 euros or to get that 2,000 euros that they'll pay the 20 euros or the 40 euros as a kind of administrative fee. But of course, those accounts don't exist. And the other scam that the Gardaí highlighted today, and it's a really horrible one, and it actually does catch people out, it's called the invoice redirect scam.
I heard about this over the weekend.
And the way this one operates is you might be working for a small company and you get a phone call from somebody purporting to be a company that you do business with. And they say, just to let you know that we've changed our bank account. Oh, so this is our new bank account. Don't want any money now. We'll just update your records that this is the new account. So then a month passes and you get an invoice from that particular company. So you think, oh yeah, I've got the new bank details here. So you send you get a legitimate invoice and just send it to a dodgy account.
Clever.
And when you do that, typically it can be very hard to get the money back. Now there have been big examples of that in this country. Big operations have been caught out by this scam because it's just so sneaky. But the bottom line is that people just need to be more vigilant. And if you ever get an email or a text message promising you something, always ask the question, is this true? And 99.99999, in fact, 100% of the time, the answer is always going to be no.
And your old adage, you know, the one about if it's...
seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. But having said that, there was another separate survey published by Ulster Bank today, and it was called, you know, they conducted this Black Friday fraud survey, and it showed that people, like 76% of people, said they had taken all the necessary precautions to shop safely online. So 3/4 of us think, we'll be grand when it comes to shopping online. Nearly a quarter admitted they'd take a chance on clicking a link if it promised them a great deal. So they'd follow the link if it promised them a great deal. And then 1 in 10 people who shop online claim to have shared their online banking PIN or password with somebody else, which I just think is kind of foolish, because if you do that, you're opening yourself up to be compromised. And if you're the victim of a scam where the bank is to blame, the bank covers the cost. But if you give away your bank details to somebody, or if you give them your PIN and they use that to access your account, it's all on you. You've got no comeback.
And the fraudsters, they always seem to be one step ahead of the rest of us in that they find loopholes in the technology and the security systems
they
that
do.
People have.
And there was a great one I got. I actually wrote about it in the Irish Times last year. It was a fantastic scam. And out of the blue, I got an email from some guy and he said, okay, Connor, let's cut to the chase. I know this is your password. And he gave me a password that I thought I was the only person in the world who knew it. He gave me a password that I'd been using for donkey's years for a particular account. I can't even remember what it was. And he said, I know your password. I put some dodgy software on your laptop and I have found you doing bold things. Unless you give me 800 euros in Bitcoin, I'm going to release this video of you doing bold things to the whole world. And I was kind of thinking, A, if you had a webcam on my laptop, you'd have seen me just playing fantasy football and surfing Twitter mindlessly. It would have been really boring. And B, I have no idea how to get Bitcoin. But for about 5 seconds, I was like, how does this guy know my password? Yeah. And then I Googled.
How did he?
There'd been a data breach in LinkedIn 5 years ago. And all they'd got, these scammers, was 10 million passwords. So they just had the passwords and the email addresses of people. So then they just sent out 10 million.
Yes.
But it's kind of a social engineering scam. And because they had that one snippet of information that I thought was private, I could have been convinced to give them more money, in which case I would have been snookered. But luckily, as I say, I was
clear conscience.
Clear conscience and no idea how to get Bitcoin.
Right. Got a text from Lidl, similar to the Boots message. I didn't reply as I got a whiff of a rat.
Now, the Lidl and Lidl again have issued a statement on that. And they said, we're not having raffles. And unless you actually, and this is the thing, unless you actually have entered a raffle with Lidl,
yes,
you're not going to win a raffle with Lidl. In the same way that if you didn't enter a raffle with Boots, you're not going to win a raffle. I mean, how many times have we won the Spanish lottery? And the Spanish lottery one actually tends to operate in the old traditional snail mail. So there was times when you
get
envelopes.
But people want to believe. As you said, people are going through tough
thing.
Times
they
and they want to
know
believe.
That the scam artists know that there's always going to be vulnerable people out there, and the vulnerable people are more susceptible to the scams because frankly they're desperate.
Be careful out there. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks very much, Conor Pope. Anish Tosh and Anna Fieve Skelton and Oakdale and Michael Fiona.